This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling. That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it!
Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis wrestling-related podcast, the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy here in spring. We are Easter weekend here in the UK. I'm sure you are. I'm pretty sure it's the same in America as well. So we are Easter Sunday tomorrow. Today, Easter Saturday. Baseball season is started as of last week. Go Blue Jays. Currently, as of recording, 1-2 against the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's right, I'm an Englishman, but I'm a big fan of baseball. And thanks to some fine American friends, I have decided to give the Toronto Blue Jays a support this year. So currently reading up on some of their history, been watching some of their old games on YouTube. YouTube's a great place to look for old school baseball and old school wrestling as well. But that's happening. So please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Memphis Cast, where you can find news and updates on this show and our Monday show, the Monday Night Project, our weekly look at the glory days of Monday Night Raw. Coming up this Monday will be the first episode of November, I believe. The first of November, 1983. So you can catch that over on all good podcast suppliers, as well as our home here, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Talking WCW, NWA Saturday Special, PTBN's Main Event, NWA Crock and Roll, and so many other great shows that come to you on a near daily basis. So simply search Place to Be Wrestling Network on your podcast supplier and you will find all the great shows, and you can follow them on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. Would like to give a big shout out. If you listened last week, the site that I use when it was cool.com/wrestling history of wrestling, I think 1982, there wasn't any information for 1983, so I put a plea out and we got a response from the guys at When It Was Cool, and they sent us the free ebook of the 1983 history, so we will be able to catch up with that in a minute. Unfortunately, us folks over here in the United Kingdom cannot buy it, but it is available on the Amazon US site, and if you search Dragon King Carl, let me just double check that. Dragon King. We're doing this on the fly, brothers and sisters. Yeah, you can't buy on the UK Amazon, but you can buy it. Or can you? Hold on a second. Oh, that's a Starcade. Oh, is that the one? Oh, I do apologise. You can buy it on this. When I checked the other week, you couldn't buy it on the thingy. But yeah, if you search Dragon King Carl, you'll be able to find it. It is the 1983 Pro Wrestling Omnibus. Every major event in pro wrestling in 1983. So you can. When I checked the other day, you couldn't buy it on the Amazon on the UK, but you can. But fortunately, they have sent us a free e-copy, an e-book, if you will, and they are now good friends of the show. So you can follow them on Twitter at WIWC Network and visit their website whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV shows, history and more. They also, I believe, have a Patreon as well. If you search WIWC Network, you will find much more information on When It Was Cool. And also, thank you very much to Chris P. Lettuce. You can follow him on Twitter. He's also on the YouTube Armstrong Alley. Without him, this show would not happen. So last week, we covered the very first show of 1983, the 1st of January 1983, where we saw a footage of a new world champion, a crazy six-man tag, not a lot of other action. All the other matches that we were promised were cut. Obviously, like we said before, I have no control over this footage. Chris P. Lettuce has no control over the footage. This is footage that he has gained over the years and has put to digitalization, if you will. And so that's happened. So before we head down to ringside, let's have a quick look at what's been happening around the wrestling world. On the 1st of January 1983, Norman Frederick Charles III won the vacant NWA US Junior title in a tournament in Dothan, Alabama for the Southeastern Championship Wrestling Promotion. On the same day, on the 1st, Central States held a show in St. Louis, Missouri, in front of 11,029 people. Manny Fernandez and Mark Romero defeated Jerry Brown and Kim Duck. Rick Martel defeated Roger Kirby. Bobby Duncombe pinned Mike George. Greg Valentine and Bob Orton Jr. defeated Dick the Bruiser and Bob Brown. Bruiser Brody pinned Crusher Alea. Kerry Von Erich defeated the NWA Missouri Heavyweight Champion Harley Race by disqualification. And the main event saw NWA World Heavyweight Champion Ric Flair pinning Butch Reed. The same day, on the 1st, in San Antonio, Texas, Tully Blanchard defeated Bob Sweetan to win the Southwestern title in a tournament. And also on the 1st, Rip Oliver and the Assassin defeated Jack and Stan Stasiak for the Pacific Northwest titles up there in Portland, Oregon. On the 2nd of January, in Memphis, in the Mid-South Coliseum, in front of 4,111 fans, Jacques Rougeau defeated Sabu for the Mid-America title. On the 3rd, West Palm Beach, Florida, Barry Windham defeated NWA World Champion Ric Flair by disqualification. While in Texas, the Great Kabuki defeats Al Madrill to win the world-class TV title. On the 4th, on a WWF Championship Wrestling TV taping, WWF Champion Bob Backlund debuts a new World Championship belt, the short-lived green title belt, with a round faceplate on the Buddy Rogers Rogers Corner segment. Also on the 4th, Tampa, Florida, Barry Windham defeats Ric Flair by disqualification once again. Down in Mexico, in front of 18,000 fans, El Canek versus Dos Caros for the UWA World title. On the 5th, Miami Beach, Florida, the Kangaroos, Don Kent and Johnny Heffernan defeated Ron Bass and Barry Windham to win the global tag team titles. Also on that day, or also in the same card, Ric Flair defeated Rufus R. Jones by disqualification. On the 6th, it's all gone wrong. On the 6th, the World Wrestling Council, WWC, World Champion Carlos Colon pinned NWA Champion Ric Flair in a non-title match in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in front of 12,000 fans. Rip Oliver wins the annual Salem City, Oregon Championship Tournament, defeating Chris Adams in the finals. And then on this day, on the 8th, lots happens. On the 8th of January, Don Morocco defeats Bob Backlund by countout in the Cap Center in front of 19,800 fans. Also on the 8th, Carlos Colon and Invader No. 1 go up against Ric Flair and Terry Funk in Bayamon, Puerto Rico, in front of 14,000 fans. Georgia Championship Wrestling in the Omni in Atlanta. Butch Reed won a two-ring battle royal. Stan Hansen and Tommy Rich defeat the Moondogs. Judy Martin won a battle royal. Paul Orndorff defeated Super Destroyer. Tito Santana defeated the Iron Sheik by countout. Candy Malloy defeated Judy Martin. And Joe Lightfoot defeated Chick Donovan. On the 8th, in Jackson, Tennessee, Rick McGraw breaks his ankle. He was teaming with the Dream Machine at the time, and they were the WWA World Tag Team Titles champions. The titles are vacated, so we won't hear about that this week. We might hear about it next week. Also on the 8th, the Tunney Promotions in Chile, Toronto, Canada held a show in front of 18,237. King Parsons defeated Jerry Bright. Private Jim Nelson defeated Nick DiCarlo. Ruddy and Terry Kay defeated Ken Timms and Frank Monty. Salvatore Bellomo defeated Buddy Rose by disqualification. Ray Stevens defeated Jimmy Snuka by countout. Angela Mosco defeated Leroy Brown in a steel cage match to retain the Canadian title. And Leo Burke defeated Johnny Weaver in a steel cage match to retain the North American title. Is there anything else that happens on the 8th? No, that is it. So that's everything from the 8th. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to ringside and see what Lance and Dave have got for us on this week's episode of the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, episode 99. Exciting times as we cover the 8th of January, 1983.
Lance Russell, Dave Brown, right along ringside, and we're about ready to go with another one of those biggies. Championship wrestling, David.
Oh, indeed. We're going to have the Sheepherders in here opening up with a tag team match. A little bit later then, we'll have the King, Jerry Lawler. He will be wrestling in a single match today. Bill Dundee will be here. He goes against Apocalypse in a single match. And then expiration of time action coming up as Bobby Eaton and Sweet Brown Sugar will be on one side of the ring. Terry Taylor and Jacques Rougeau on the other, and I think Eaton and Sugar are going to have their manager in their corner with them today, too.
Oh, really? We'll be looking possibly at Jimmy Hart today.
Yes.
We'll have to find out about that. But in addition to that, chance to meet the World Heavyweight Champion right here on Championship Wrestling. We've got that bunch more. Let's get ready for it, and we'll be back in just a moment.
So as you heard there, we've got an action-packed card. We've got the Sheepherders, we've got Jerry Lawler, we've got Bill Dundee versus Apocalypse, Sweet Brown Sugar and Bobby Eaton versus Jacques Rougeau and Terry Taylor. As you heard there, Jimmy Hart may be here. So 2 weeks ago? No, it wasn't last week. Wasn't the week before. The week before that, Jimmy Hart was out of the promotion. He lost a Loser Leaves Town match against Jerry Lawler. So we haven't seen Jimmy Hart for a while. Don't know where he's been. Probably been there. He's probably just not been on TV. But that has happened. So there's a possibility of seeing Jimmy Hart back. Again, we've got 47 minutes on the episode, so I'd imagine we'll probably see all these matches. Hopefully. Yes, so without further ado, let's head back down the ring so I'd see what we've got in our first contest.
One fall, 15-minute time limit tag team match coming up here. The Sheepherders climbed into the ring right there with the official introductions at a total weight of 427 pounds. Over on the right of the screen, from Memphis, Tennessee, Ira Reese, and from Columbus, Ohio, Bobby Fulton. And at a total weight of 471 pounds, from New Zealand, Jonathan Boyd, Luke Williams, the Sheepherders. This match, one fall, 15-minute time limit. The referee is Paul Morton.
So we are here, first action of the podcast, and Paul Morton is back. Lovely to see Paul back in the TV studios here. We are shrouded in black once again. Full house as always. All ages, all colours, all creeds, all sexes are here for the wrestling. Bobby Fulton and Ira Reese going up against the Sheepherders. Jonathan Boyd starts the match with Bobby Fulton. Tags in Luke Williams now. Luke Williams and Jonathan Boyd are both wearing a lovely maroon singlet, black boots. Bobby Fulton, blue trunks, yellow boots. Bobby Fulton takes down Luke Williams with a armbar, but now is in trouble. Oh, Sheepherders double team and now on the young Bobby Fulton. Oh, lovely double team here, choking him over the top rope while they grab his legs. Paul Morton all in black. Snapmare by Luke off the ropes. Drops the knee across the chest. Crowd fully behind Bobby. Bobby Fulton still involved in wrestling today. He's involved with the NWA. Boyd now in. Snap made. Oh, next snap. Alan Mr. Perfect there on Bobby Eaton. Bobby Fulton, sorry. Yes, Bobby Fulton has had some health scares over the last sort of decade or so, but he is still kicking. And he is, I think he's a manager of a tag. I don't follow the current NWA, but I believe he is a manager of a team. I've seen pictures of him on Twitter. Luke Williams now back in. Irish whips on Bobby Fulton. Bobby Fulton ducks the back elbow. Oh, shoulder tackle of sorts by Bobby. Here comes Ira Reese. Oh, drop kick, but Luke Williams goes nowhere. Ira Reese, blue singlet, black boots. Luke Williams in control now. Snap mares Reese. Off the ropes. Forearm across the chest. Ira Reese has got his initials on his singlet. He's paid a lot. Spent a lot of money on there. Spent a lot of money. Oh, kick to the gut. Took kick to the ribs there by Boyd. Knee lift by Boyd. Oh, headbutt to the chest. Picks up Ira. No. Oh, trying to take the facial features of Ira Reese back to New Zealand. Tattoos. Looks like he's got a dirty forearm, but I think it's just tattoos. Oh, biting the thigh of Ira Reese. Luke Williams now in. Arm wring it. Now drapes it over the top rope. Crowd trying to get behind Ira Reese here. Oh, Luke Williams clobbering that left arm of Ira. Using the fist, hair pulling, the ropes. Oh, big right hand. Oh, knee to the back. Jonathan Boyd grabs Ira from outside and just drapes him over the second rope, putting all his weight over him. Paul Morton putting Bobby Fulton back in the corner so he's distracted from the double team. They make the tag. Tag to Boyd. Legally in now. Irish by Luke. And Badang Ram! Jonathan Boyd now picks up Ira Reese. Snap mare by Boyd. Knee across the throat. Tags into Luke. Fireman carry by Boyd with Luke on his back. Oh! Drops the knee across the chest. All 400 pounds there. One, two, three. Your winners. The Sheepherders. Ira Reese was not going to be moving from
that one. 3 minutes, 40 seconds of time on it. Sheepherders get the win, a convincing win over Ira Reese and Bobby Fulton. Yeah, we saw it.
That's what makes champions.
3:40 again was the time on it.
Winners, the Sheepherders. They did a pretty good number on Fulton and Reese in there. They may have manhandled him, but here's a couple of guys that they're not going to manhandle, I'll tell you that.
We're seeing a Fabulous Ones music video once again. Different song. This is now the third song that they've used. We're seeing multiple matches against the Sheepherders, against Crusher Broomfield, shaking babies and kissing hands, or whatever the hell you do. No, kissing babies and shaking hands. Lots of strutting, lots of taking off top hats and sparkly coats. Obviously these two gentlemen are very good in the ring. Steve Kern just had a book released, autobiography I believe. You'll have to find that probably in all good bookstores. I don't know what it's called, but he's had a long and illustrious career, be it here in Memphis or Florida or the WWF or WCW. I think he may have worked at WCW or maybe worked as an agent or something. But yeah, a long and illustrious career has had Steve Kern. So we've seen lots of prancing, strutting and the like. Yeah. Another music video here. This is Jerry Lawler going up against Nick Bockwinkel. So I think we saw this one last week. I think it's the same music that we saw as well. We've seen footage of Jerry Lawler going up against Nick Bockwinkel several times. And as we found out last week, Jerry won the AWA. Did he win? Did he win? I can't remember if he won the AWA title or if he won back the Southern title. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. 1 second. Yeah, he won the AWA World Title. But I think he then won it back again recently. Because it said in one thing that the title was held up, didn't it? Yeah, it said last week that the title was held up in Memphis. So, let's just have a look on Wikipedia while we're doing this. We're seeing the footage again, so... Jerry Lawler did win the title, but I think he then won it in the later years. I think Wikipedia says this is 1980, would be 1982. But so the championship was held up on December the 27th, 1982, after a match with Jerry Lawler. It was given back to Bockwinkel after defeating Lawler in a rematch on January 10th. So we'll find out about this next week, maybe. Bockwinkel is retroactively recognised as having continued being champion during the period the title is held up. So that's why I'm pretty sure it said last week that the title had been held up in Memphis. But Lawler then does win it again in the late 80 something. He does win it and then is the champion for a good year. He wins it in 1988 and then he was stripped of the title in January 1989 when the AWA and the CWA split.
And there he is, the King, a one fall 15 minute time limit match coming up from parts unknown, 227 pounds, the Invader, and going against him from Memphis, Tennessee, 232 pounds, Jerry the King Lawler. One fall 15 minute time limit, Paul Morton, the referee.
So Invader is black tights, black boots, black mask. Jerry Lawler, black and lavender singlet, white boots. Colin Edwards type. Lawler pushes the Invader into the corner and hip tosses the Invader out of the corner. If you saw the WWF Hall of Fame last weekend, Andy Kaufman was inducted into the Hall of Fame by Jimmy Hart. But at the beginning of the segment, Jerry Lawler was seen from his home in Memphis. Obviously, Jerry went for a scary health scare earlier in the year, and it was great to see Jerry Lawler back to some sort of normality of health in that little video. So good times there for Jerry. He does follow us on Twitter, at Memphis Cast. So you can, he's still fairly active on Twitter, so you can follow him on there as well. Invader now hip tosses, nope. Jerry's holding on, reversal, and hip tosses Invader out of the corner again. Big chap, the Invader, which tells you who he is, but he's a large gentleman. Same sort of height, the same sort of height and build of the King. Come on, there, single leg takedown by Jerry. Now with a toe hook. Step over a toe hold on the Invader. Going to see some wrestling here by the King. Is he going to drop down or not? Is he just going to... And... Oh! That's going to fucking hurt. That is. It's going to smart. The leg popping out of the knee and the hip there. Jerry still pulling the toe of the Invader. Jerry now back up. Still got the leg locked. Still the leg locked and grapevined. He's going to drop down again. Oh! That is going to hurt. For sure.
Vader's still hanging in there. He hadn't given it up as yet. Waller has been totally dominant.
Jerry's going to go for one more. He crashed the crowd, and the crowd said yes, and... Oh! That kind of looks like a pinning predicament. I think nowadays the referee would be counting the shoulders as well, but... Jerry's back up. Let's go with the leg, and drops the elbow across the knee. Invader's hobbling. He's up to his feet, but he's hobbling. That's definitely going to have hurt. Still hobbling around. Calling him a type. Headlock by the Invader. Jerry's going for that leg. He's got that leg. And he picks up the Invader and drops the knee across the leg. Or the leg across the knee, if you will. Invader is in trouble, and he is definitely in a predicament here in the corner. Still hobbling down, struggling to put a lot of weight on that leg. Jerry Lawler now calling over top. He's pushed into the corner by the Invader. Invader rakes the eyes. Right hand by the Invader. And again. And again. And again. Pummeling Jerry Lawler in the corner. Irish whip now corner. Nope. Jerry Lawler ducks the elbow. Big forearm smash by the King. Jerry Lawler, second rib on the inside. Drops the fist. Goes for the cover. One, two, three. Your winner, Jerry the King Lawler.
He got him a good one, Dave.
He did. He came three quarters of the way across the ring off that middle rope. Landed on the Invader, covered him, and in 3 minutes, 53 seconds, 3:53, the win goes to Jerry the King Lawler, winning over the Invader.
Yes, sir. Love to have you come over here. Jerry, I just want to tell you, for all the championship wrestling fans, congratulations, man. It's the first time in your busy schedule now we've had a chance to acknowledge this on television, and I really am delighted. I know everybody else is.
Well, I want to thank you, Lance. I appreciate the compliments. I want to thank the fans, and it's a good feeling.
I know it's got to be a good feeling. I tell you, I am interested in, we saw just a moment ago a little special that had been edited in there, and I know that Mr. Bockwinkle, with all of the conversation that was made, I don't know whether you've had a chance to see this or not, but I want you to stay right here with me, because right now I want all of the wrestling fans to take a look at the former World Heavyweight Champion in regards to this match. This is totally unedited. This is the raw footage, just the way we shot the thing, and let's take a look at it right now. The champion climbs up off of Lawler. He's going over to get the referee, who was really flattened as he hit Lawler's...
I've seen footage of the title match. Nick Bockwinkle in control here. Oh! Jerry Calhoun is down and out. Jerry Lawler's in a pinning predicament here, but Calhoun is down.
Bockwinkle is counting himself.
Bockwinkle has now realised that the referee is out. Again, he needs to try and wake him up.
He's picking Jerry Calhoun.
Jerry Lawler's up to his feet. Oh, double sledge by Jerry. Knock Bockwinkle's down. One, two, three. But Nick Bockwinkle's legs were over the bottom rope. Nick Bockwinkle's legs were over the bottom rope. This is why Nick Bockwinkle wanted the fans to see the footage. Jerry Lawler has won the match, but his feet were over the ropes. Crowd are going absolutely fucking bananas here. Absolutely bananas. King Cobra, Terry Taylor, Eddie Marlin. Everyone's in the ring going absolutely crazy. Holy moly. Nick Bockwinkle was now told Jerry Calhoun that his legs were over the ropes.
The King
Nick Bockwinkel going absolutely crazy in the corner in front of Jerry Calhoun. Absolutely bananas here at the crowd in Memphis. Nick Bockwinkel not happy whatsoever.
Lawler the champion! He beat Nick Bockwinkel! The king did it! He defeated Nick Bockwinkel! The time was 19 minutes and 20 seconds. 19:20, and the new champion is Jerry Lawler.
That is probably going to be the biggest lie you ever told in your life.
The referee counted it 1, 2, 3. Champion, I've seen you in great fights, but he beat you 1, 2, 3.
Get off of it. You got to be kidding me. I'll beat him from pillar to post. This is what I have consistently said. The officiating in the South is totally prejudiced, and tonight was an example in...
He counted 1, 2, 3, Nick. He had you down on the mat in 1, 2, 3.
You've been at this microphone long enough. Who are you trying to jack around?
Well, I saw.
Now, you saw
he
what?
He counted 1, 2, 3.
Did your eyes, you have four of them, I notice, see anything else? Or don't the glasses go to the other side of the ring?
I don't know what you're referring
to. You saw the shoulders down. The damn bottom rope in this part of the country is 6 inches higher than regulation anyplace else, which means my feet had to be up there on the balcony. Now, come on, I'm asking you.
You're not. The loss is there.
These cretinous humanoids who suffer from cranial-anal impaction 6.5 days out of the week, I am sure will send their tens of thousands of letters to Stanley Blackburn saying he beat him right in the middle of the ring. Now, if anything happens to the tape of this match, then I hope we don't have a Nixon doctoring job here. I hope we don't have that. Because if these people accept it, then they are showing how cheap they are in class, in attitude, and in style of living. Because if Lawler takes that as a victory, he's the cheapest man I've ever known in sports. And if these fans back him, likewise for them, likewise for you, and likewise for everybody here in the South. This issue is not resolved, and you are looking at the world's heavyweight champion. You are talking to him, and Stanley Blackburn, I am sure, will go along with what I've said.
Nick, I gave you more class than that. He beat you right in the middle of the ring.
Oh, boy. Are you showing your lack of class by accepting that cheap so-called victory and saying he's the world's heavyweight champion? Lance Russell, grow up. Why don't you move north or out west to California?
We're going to be right back right after this.
This is a one-fall, 15-minute time limit match. Introducing at 224 pounds, the mercenary Apocalypse. And going against him from Australia, 214 pounds, the superstar, Bill Dundee.
One fall, 15 minutes. Nick Bockwinkel not happy whatsoever about losing his title. We're back in ring action. Bill Dundee going up against Apocalypse. Managed by one James E. Cornette. Apocalypse is out there with some nunchucks. He's got a great kabuki feel about him this week. Bill Dundee, blue and red tight trunks, white cowboy boots. Apocalypse, green tights, no boots, camouflage, face paint, and a leather hood. Oh, dropkick there by Bill Dundee. In control earlier this match. Apocalypse now rolls to the outside to get some words of advice from James E. Apocalypse now back in the ring. Looking dumbfounded. Colin Nibber type. Takedown by Bill Dundee into a arm bar. Slams Apocalypse. Drops. Ooh, Apocalypse avoids the elbow. Apocalypse barefooted this week. I'm sure he's been wearing boots. He's got a very like, kabuki feel to him this week. Irish whip now by Apocalypse. Oh, back body drop. Stomps now by Apocalypse. Splash! One, two, slow count, boy. Paul Morton, Jesus Christ. Jim Cornette shouting at the crowd to shut up as they chant, go Bill, go.
Bill Dundee.
Irish Whitner by Apocalypse ducks his head. Tries to do a back body drop, but he's like, just shit. Splash there by Apocalypse. One count. Oh, thrust to the throat there by Apocalypse. Oh, headbutt. Dundee goes down. Crowd behind Bill.
Billy up on his feet. Apocalypse climbing the rope.
Apocalypse second rope on the inside now. He's trying to do something. And, oh, big headbutt there and a splash. One, two, kick out. Oh, Apocalypse in full control of this match. First few seconds was all Bill Dundee, but Apocalypse now wailing away on the Australian. Irish whip, second rib on his side. High cross body by Dundee, high cross body. One, Jim Cornette's in the ring, Jim Cornette's in the ring. Adrian Street is there as well. Adrian Street, oh, big clobber and forearm smash to Bill Dundee. Apocalypse now on the second rib on the inside. Adrian Street picks up Dundee. Apocalypse on the second rope and, oh, elbow to the back of the head. Jim Cornette now wailing away on Dundee as well. She's a 3-on-1 attack. Miss Linda on the outside. Jim Cornette's telling her to get inside. Oh, she's whipping him with a belt. Whipping him. Whipping him like a government mule here. Oh. Street, Cornette and Apocalypse are holding Dundee. So Miss Linda is just whipping the shit out of Bill Dundee here with a leather strap. Bosoms have nearly fallen out of her top. Is anyone going to be coming stopping this atrocity? Bill Dundee is getting whipped like a motherfucker. Paul Morton's trying to stop it, but he couldn't stop the wind from blowing. Miss Linda just like an absolute windmill. Who's this? Rougeau and Taylor are finally coming in after about 3 minutes of Miss Linda whipping the government snot out of Bill Dundee.
Well, they're feeling mighty proud of themselves for that. I am absolutely certain after that disgusting display with Cornette and his dynasty.
2.5 minutes the time on it. It was not a pin for Bill Dundee. It looked like he had the pin, but the referee never started to count because Cornette hit the ring, so it was disqualification on Cornette. Dundee officially with the victory.
Okay, they're helping Billy out. We're going to take time out. Be back in just one moment.
And we will be back after these messages. Please enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike from Booking the Territory, the unprofessional classic Southern wrestling podcast. And you are listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast with Luke Jennings.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is the arcade experience. We're ColecoVision, and we bring the arcade experience home. With arcade graphics, like Donkey Kong with multiple screens, just like the arcade game. Arcade controls, joystick, fire, and jump buttons. Arcade games, like Turbo, Cosmic Avenger, Venture, with 15 screens. And Zaxxon, games that let you have the arcade experience. Now you can bring the arcade experience home. Because your vision is our vision. ColecoVision.
At Amico, I've got my own special service station attendant. Me. I can serve myself really fast.
I like that. I pump Amico Premium Lead Free, the highest octane lead free you can buy.
Terrific gasoline.
Let me get that windshield. I get all the service I want. And when I pay with cash, I save money too. Amico Self-Serve. It's my kind of station.
Gloria Vanderbilt black denim jeans have all the mystery and magic of black. It's a shame to call them jeans.
Hug me, Sarucci. Love me, Sarucci. You got me, Sarucci. You got me, Sarucci.
At Gimbel's.
Achieve Mitsubishi in an innovative line of cars and trucks
from Mitsubishi Motors. The Starry, the sports car that's charged with more than a turbo. The Cordia, an electrifying sports coupe. The Tredia, the sedan that conquered time and space. And a turbo diesel, one of eight muscle machines from Mitsubishi Motors. Look for them where you see this sign.
Mitsubishi takes you where you've never been before.
Mike, can I ask you a question first of all?
Go right ahead.
You know the definition of a windjammer?
No, I really don't.
It's the agonizing screams of a trapped turd.
Have you heard of the Mangrate?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you have a father? Mangrate is the perfect gift for this Father's Day. Is he alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100% made in America. If he was dead, it would have been a really bad moment in the commercial. Your dad's alive?
No.
Fuck. God damn it. I'm sorry about your dad.
That's fine.
Your father's dead. Is your mom still alive?
My mom?
Yeah.
No, she's dead.
Jesus Christ, is any of your relatives fucking alive? It's Mangrate. They're revolutionizing the way people grill. What, Adam Egan? It's true. You haven't heard of the revolution? You can put chicken on this or steak. That's not that unique. It weighs a lot of pounds.
Is that heavy?
Again. No more flare-ups. You know when your barbecue is always big flare-ups? Why are you laughing? You're making a mockery out of the Mangrate. Chicken, steak has never tasted so good. Again. Again. This commercial is like a miniseries.
Hey, this is Joe Murata from Our Vantage Point, Retro Wrestling Podcast. But now, live from the studios of the Old Bakery, this is the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. And here's your host, Luke Jennings.
Sunday's a diamond, Sunday's a stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes the cold wind.
So we're seeing the Terry Taylor music video that we saw a few weeks back. We saw it 1 week when he was challenging Sabu for the title, and then we saw it the week after when he beat Sabu. Did he beat Sabu for the title? Well, he beat somebody for the Mid-America title, didn't he? We saw that. And then the Christmas special a couple of weeks ago, he was the champion as well. I guess he's probably lost it now. Terry Taylor is the Southern Champion, that's it, he's AWA Southern Champion. He is. He's still the champion. He lost there. He's still the champion January the 2nd. Then he's teaming with Bill Dundee. He is still the champion on the 10th as well. Still the champion for quite a while, by the looks of it. He's still the champion into the end of January. He's not defending the title. He is teaming with Bill Dundee against Adrian Street and a. Yeah, so he's still the champion, which is good. Sometimes you'll find in we have found in Memphis that the title will be won 1 week and then it will be defended a couple of times and then quickly changes. But it's nice to see a regular champion. especially in the exciting Terry Taylor. Say what you will about him being a rooster, he's a good in-ring talent. Even in 93, 94, when he's still sort of wrestling in the WWF, he's still a good talent. I've seen footage of him against Crusher Broomfield, who has gone from the territory. I'm not sure where he's gone. Is he the gang yet? He might be in Texas as one man gang. I'm not entirely sure. And here is one Terry Taylor.
Introducing, at a total of 448 pounds, from Huntsville, Alabama, Bobby Eaton, and from Union City, Tennessee, Sweet Brown Sugar, going against him. Total weight, 450 pounds. From Montreal, Canada, the Mid-America champion, Jacques Rougeau. And from Vero Beach, Florida, the Southern champion, Terry Taylor. This match, to the expiration of time, Paul Morton, the referee.
All righty, looking forward to this one, you betcha. It's going to be a doggone
expiration of time tag team match. The Mid-America champion, Jacques Rougeau, orange trunks, white boots, teaming up with the AWA Southern Southern champion, Terry Taylor. Red trunks, white boots, going to be against Bobby Eaton. Yellow tights, white boots, and Sweet Brown Sugar, white tights, white boots. Taylor and Eaton starting for their teams, respectively. There is an individual sat in a chair on the outside. It is allegedly Jimmy Hart, but I don't think it is. We've been circling, calling over a type again. Taylor pushes Eaton off. Main event anywhere in the country with these four gentlemen. Great young talent. Side headlock by Bobby Eaton. Terry Taylor pushes off into the ropes. Shoulder tackle by Eaton. Terry Taylor goes down off the ropes by leapfrog by Terry Taylor. Hip toss by Taylor. Kick up by Bobby Eaton. And a big slam by Bobby. Kick up by Terry Taylor. Both men back to their feet. Great exchange there between these two gentlemen.
There's a couple of guys that really battle each other when they face each other in the ring. They have on several occasions. Bobby Eaton and Terry Taylor. Taylor, in the past, has usually ended up getting the best of Bobby Eaton. Let's see how it goes in this particular instance.
Terry taking a quick glance over his shoulder.
Calling over the top side headlock by Terry Taylor. Eaton tags in Sweet Brown Sugar, but he is met with a side headlock takedown by Terry Taylor. These two gentlemen have been feuding on the house shows for the Southern title. Shoulder tackle there by Taylor. Drop Sweet Brown Sugar. In comes Jacques Rougeau from Montreal, Canada. Oh, cheap shot by Terry Taylor as he exits the ring. Side headlock takedown by Jacques. And seat it very quietly. Right there in the lower. Both men back to the feet.
Eaton and Sugar's manager, Jimmy Hart.
I had some of the fans say he never looked better, Jimmy Hart. That's not nice.
No. But it is nice to have the quiet over here.
Yes. Yeah. Big Jacques Rougeau, the Mid-America heavyweight champion, in against the...
Like a Roman test of strength now by Sweetman Sugar and Jacques Rougeau. Sweetman Sugar now with the advantage. Taking Rougeau down. Paul Morton there asking if Jacques Rougeau wants to give it up. He says, qu'est-ce que c'est? Jacques now powering up though. Trying to get the advantage back. And he does. Jacques Rougeau now. Monkey flip. Oh, Sweet Brown Sugar up off the ropes. Monkey flips him out of that Greco-Roman knuckle lock. Standing dropkick by Rougeau. Goes for the cover. One. Nope. Bobby Eaton breaks the pin. Sweet Brown Sugar goes into his corner. Gives Bobby Eaton a hug. And a tag. Bobby Eaton and Jacques Rougeau now in. Gone every time. Side headlock by Rougeau.
Mary Taylor giving a little encouragement to Jacques to put some heat on that.
Will be interesting to escape, but Jacques Rougeau tenaciously holds on and takes down Eaton once again. Bobby trying to get a leg around the head, but can't. The Battle of Alabama and Montreal here. South, the Southern United States against the Southern Canadian.
Individual champions and the Southern champion Taylor, the Mid-America champion Rougeau against.
Bobby Eaton still trying to escape this hold. Who's fighting out of it, trying to get in the leg, but he can't. Power by Jacques Rougeau. Bobby up to his feet. Jacques Rougeau still has the headlock. Push off by Bobby. Shadow tackle by Jacques. Off the ropes. Oh! Jacques Rougeau just about ducked the back elbow there. That takes down Bobby with a solid headlock once again.
That's a good point. Guys like Rougeau and Taylor, they can work as singles or as a tag team. It's that athletic ability that carries them through.
Eaton gets Jacques off of there while Brown Sugar is over in the corner distracting the referee.
Big right hand by Bobby. Tags in Sweet Brown Sugar.
Big tag on Brown Sugar.
Irish whip now by Sugar. Oh! Big back elbow. These two gentlemen would face each other again in the future. Royal Rumble 1991. The Mountie versus Coco Beware. Bobby Eaton tagged back in. Jacques Rougeau in the wrong part of town. Bobby Eaton now choking Rougeau over the top rope. Oh, ripping the facial features of Jacques Rougeau. Is Bobby Eaton behind the referee's back? Oh, kick by Rougeau. Regular eyes by Bobby. Irish whip now by Bobby. Ducks his head a bit too soon. Jacques Rougeau kicks him and then tags in Terry Taylor. Terry Taylor in now like a house of fire. Wailing away on Sweet Brown Sugar. Wailing away on Bobby Eaton. Boom. Boom. Bobby Eaton. Irish whipped by Terry Taylor but ducks his head. And Bobby Eaton with a back elbow. Sweet Brown Sugar tagged in. Sweet Brown Sugar and Bobby Eaton now double teaming with kicks to Terry Taylor. Sweet Brown Sugar picks him up and backbreaker. Tags in Bobby Eaton. The frequent tags by this tag team have been a great tag team over the last few months. Former tag team champions. Double leg takedown by Bobby Eaton. And a lovely, beautiful double team maneuver there. Bobby Eaton catapulted Sweet Brown Sugar catapulted Terry Taylor into Sweet Brown Sugar, who then powered him down with a power slam. Hammerlock by Sweet Brown Sugar now on Taylor. Tags in Bobby Eaton. Still hammerlocked. Kick by Bobby.
Foot to the midsection. Terry doubled over.
Big right hand.
Catches him when he straightened up with a right hand.
Choking now by Bobby Eaton. Jimmy Hart still Jimmy Hart still sat outside. He's got his face all covered up after being ferociously burnt by Jerry Lawler a few weeks ago in the Mid-South Coliseum. Terry Taylor trying to fight out of this predicament, but he can't. Bobby Eaton rakes the eyes. Picks up Taylor. Slams him down. Bobby Eaton off the ropes. Drops the knee across the chest. Bobby tags in Sweet Brown Sugar. Sweet Brown Sugar measuring Terry Taylor. Now choking him. Paul Morton applies a count of five. Sweet Brown Sugar breaks the hold. Sweet Brown Sugar now with an arm bar and a $1 million dream. $1 million dream, a cobra clutch if you will. But Terry Taylor escapes, but he doesn't. Sweet Brown Sugar holds onto it. Terry Taylor so close to his tag team partner. So fingertips away from Jacques Rougeau. Sweet Brown Sugar pulls him back. Tags in Bobby Eaton. Oh, right hand by Taylor. But Bobby Eaton with one of his own drops. The terrific one. Now stumping away on him. Taxon Sweet Brown Sugar. Double team manoeuvre. No, Terry Taylor's still trying to fight out this predicament. He goes through the legs. Sweet Brown Sugar. Taxon. Jacques Rousseau is in. Over the top of Roy Ben. He's in. Now like a house of fire. Right hand to Bobby Eaton. Right hand to Sweet Brown Sugar. Picks up Sweet Brown Sugar. Slams him down. Jacques Rougeau, second up on the inside. Measuring Sweet Brown Sugar. What for? Second rope drop kick. 1, 2, 3. Terry Taylor stopped Bobby Eaton from coming in. Your winners of the first fall. Terry Taylor and Sweet Brown. Terry Taylor and Jacques Rougeau. Fuck's sakes.
9:10 the time. We'll take time out and be back after checking our time. Woogie coming back in the ring first. Terry Taylor, his partner Jacques Rougeau. They won that first fall of action, and we are right now set to go as we have the time for some more of it, and let's do it to it. Dave.
Second fall action, Jacques Rougeau starting against Sweet Brown Sugar. A powerful drop kick by Rougeau.
Yeah, back second fall. Oh, Bobby Eaton, Sweet Brown Sugar drops an elbow on Jacques, tags in Bobby Eaton. Right hand by Bobby. One again. Oh, rake of the eyes by Bobby. Choking Rougeau over the top rope again. Rake of the eyes. Oh, tags in Sweet Brown Sugar. Rougeau fighting out, or trying to fight out of it though, but he can't. Double team by Eaton and Sweet Brown Sugar. Big right hand by Sugar. Drops the French Canadian. Tongan death grip now by Sweet Brown Sugar. Oh no, sorry. Head voice. Proud cheer going for Jacques Rougeau.
Break out of this. Gary and Jacques are both helping each other when the other is in the corner. Rougeau! Oh, he almost got the tag. He was close, but Brown Sugar got in between him and his partner. And no tag.
Bobby back in. Oh, makes the laces across the eyes of Jacques Rougeau. Clobbering right hand to the gut. Now choking him in the corner. And again. Irish rip now by Bobby. Jacques Rougeau goes for the second rope high cross body, but Bobby avoids it. Drops an elbow. Goes for the cover. 1, 2. Oh! Shock just kicked out. Bobby tags in Sweet Brown Sugar. Oh! Sweet Brown Sugar right hand to Rougeau. Rougeau on the ropes, comes off the ropes with a forearm smash. Bobby just walks into the ring and attacks Jacques Rougeau. Right hand by Sweet Brown Sugar. Irish rip now by Sugar. Ducks his head. Oh, big kick by Rougeau. Needs to get that tag. But he decides to double knees to Sweet Brown Sugar. Rougeau picks up Sugar and slams him down. He needs that tag, but he's continuing the offense. Second rope on the inside does Jacques. He's measuring up for that second rope drop kick again, I think. Bobby Holt pulls him down. Elbow drop by Sweet Brown Sugar. 1, 2, 3. Equalizing pinfall.
He did. Corner over there, Dave. He was in the corner and getting ready to come down on Sweet Brown Sugar. A beautiful Bobby. Flipped down to the corner and pulled the legs of Rougeau right out from under him. And when Jacques hit, he hit on his shoulder and on his head. Bang, right down into it. Wow.
Terry Taylor trying to get there to break it up before the three count, but he just could not do it.
One is tied up. One fall apiece. That is exactly right. As the first fall went to the team of Taylor and Rougeau, but Sweet Brown Sugar and beautiful Bobby come up with a second fall, and that's teamwork. I don't know that it's exactly legal teamwork, but they've done that before.
Teamwork indeed. 2:43 was the time on that one. 2 minutes, 43 seconds.
2 minutes, 43 seconds. And the winners, Brown Sugar and Eatin' It, is one fall apiece. We'll check our time and see whether we have any more of it back in a moment. I wish we had another hour to go with this expiration of time match day, but our time is up. And we're not going to have time for any more falls. That'll be one fall apiece for the team of Russo and Taylor and Eaton and Sugar. How about the rest of it?
All right, the opening match today.
So, as it, ladies and gentlemen, as Lance and Dave run down the happenings of this week's episode, we have, unfortunately, come to the end. But don't delay. We will be back next week. And what a week we'll have next week. Episode 100. Unbelievably, we have made it to 100 episodes. If anyone knows me, they know that this is a big fucking deal. this is a podcast, probably number 5 or 6 I've done. I've done them before and just got bored of them or just didn't feel up to it. There's been a few times where I've wanted to stop this, but I've carried on going, and next week is a massive landmark for me, 100 episodes of a single podcast, and that is happening next week. We'll be watching the 15th of January 1983, but this week we watch the 8th of January 1983. Thank you very much for your continued support. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter, at MemphisCast, where you can find news and updates on this and our other show that we do, the Monday Night Project, our weekly look at Monday Night Raw from days gone by. This week, coming up in 2 days' time on Monday, we will be covering the 1st of November 1993. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your continued support. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter, and you can find us on all good podcast suppliers. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next week, when we celebrate 100 episodes.